What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the 1% Man podcast. This is your guide, Bertrand. Hey, so today I really want to talk about something that was on my mind. So I was thinking and actually going through this, right? So I remember maybe like about a year and a half ago, I was in a car with a woman. And now this woman does look great. By society standards, I mean, everything is hitting. Her ass, fat. Nice set of breasts, right? Like, really nice skin, full lips. I mean, just a whole nine, really built how, I mean, one, I would like very, what you call slim thick, right? Really great. However, something I noticed right away that was an issue for me was how she talked about other men and how she treated people, right? So one of the things we would do is like, we were driving in a car and I remember one of her girls called or something like that. And she was like, she was talking how men would come to her job and she would basically they would try to pick her up and all that, but she would act all standoffish, very hard and whatnot. But then in the middle of her call with her friend, she would notice me. Just I'm not that I have any reaction to it. I'm just listening to the call and she's looking at me like, oh my God. But I think to keep up, not to keep up appearances, but just maybe to talk to her friend, how, like, because her friend doesn't know I'm here. Right. Or know that I'm there. So what she does is she'll pause the call and she'll be like, hey, don't worry. I'll never treat you how I treat these guys. I'm just talking to my girl. Then after that, you know, unmute. Yeah, girl. Da, 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 and then keep going and talk about how she would almost extort these men. Right. Be like, oh, well, I told him the only way he would ever see me if we're going to the mall shopping, or you better go buy me this bag or do whatever. And then at that instant, right, one thing that went through my head, I was like, I know for sure that me and her will not go as far as friends, right? Now, the reason why I say that is because I don't care if you're talking to your friends. I don't care if you're talking to a love interest or whoever. I think there's one thing about being respectful of other people, right? Now, I understand if you're talking to one of your friends and you guys are having this conversation and no one's around, and I understand you may drop some of like your preconceived notions, or maybe like the mask, you know, we might reveal more of your true identity, which is totally fine. However, but I'm talking about in terms of how respectful you are to other genders. Okay. Because think about it for me is that if I was to be on the phone with my friend and I'm like, hey, I'm about to smack the shit out of this girl, or I'm going to do this or that to this person, would you want to be around that person? No. Right. And if you heard me talk like that, but then I pause the video, I tell you, don't worry, I'll never treat you like that. It's a huge lie, huge red flag for me. Could not move forward with her because of that at all. So what I'm saying to you is that I don't care how somebody looks and how great they are. They may pass that lust stage, but after that, you have to start evaluating their personality and watching their words and their actions as well. If their words and actions aren't matching up, or they're saying they want to do this or that and it's not going anywhere, boom. But hey. Hope you guys pull something from this. So at the end of the day, remember, looks and all that is great, but match those words and those actions and be very, very two eye open, two ears open, so that way you can listen to how someone is communicating about the other gender. That's what I want to share with y'all. Your legacy starts today.